the life that God has given us and realize God has given us a great opportunity, a door to receive grace in a time of need. He said that sometimes we're not even realize the blessings. You know, and I don't think that I really do. But I want to look at it as Paul said in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, that I may know even as I am also known. And but this is there's always a beginning. For anyone that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to do anything except believe in your heart. Say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you, Lord. That can happen right now. Right now. To realize that we've all come through that, haven't we? Realize we're lost and undone without God and His Son. For some reason, God, unbeknownst to any of us, why he would choose and think to deal with someone's heart. You know, God has blessed me greatly in many ways. But at the same time, I realize I'm at the end of the day, I'm going to count myself an unprofitable servant. But there are beginnings. And I would like to invite anyone here tonight that would perchance feel that God has touched your heart. To make a step. To believe. How does God value a soul? What's the price you put on a man's soul? He said he knows when a sparrow falls to the earth, he said, you're worth many sparrows. Worth more than many sparrows. God that great, that someone mentioned John 3:16 today. whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And there's a step. There's a believing in him, a hope in him, a beginnings. And not only that, how many times did any of us say that, yes, we made the first step to the altar, didn't we? Was that the last time? No. We made many steps to the altar. We sought God on our knees, cried out, and asked him again, Lord, you revealed yourself to me and then show me I'm still undone. God, I spoke my best and I say, forgive me, a sinner. And after all these years, I can still say that. But I had my beginning. It didn't start. I still feel that way. I still feel that way. And I know God still feels that way about me, as he does every person in this building tonight. Every person. God, I want to go from that faith to faith, from that glory to glory. Appreciate everyone here tonight, and sometimes I wish that, and I pray that I could find it, words that God could just give that goes beyond, you know, what my comprehension is and what my thoughts, and touch someone's heart. If God needed a mouthpiece, I would like to say, here am I, Lord, send me. But then again, if there's someone else, I don't know what, it seems to me that God wants to do something here tonight. I've never done an altar call in my life. But I don't know how to do it. I don't know how I got here, but it don't matter. If it's what God wants, I'm all for it. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Would everybody bow your heads with me for just for a moment? Heavenly Father, God, the Savior of our soul, is there something that you want to do here tonight? Lord, you told us that there's a soul to be saved. Souls worth more than many sparrows. God, touch our hearts tonight, God. Help us all to realize, God, that we're lost without and undone. We all need you more than anything. And if you're here tonight, sometimes the hardest thing to do is just to raise your hand. You know that's an act of faith. It goes against everything that you'd normally do. If God's dealing with your heart, raise your hand. I'll raise mine. He's dealing with my heart. Maybe someone could sing a song and we'll just leave this opportunity for anyone to have a closer walk with you, Lord.
When the troubles of this life are ever raging, and it seems like there's no peace to be found, look to the Master, for he's always close by you. And he will never, never let you down. For he cares for you, you're his children. He'll help you do that which he's called you to do. Remembers to feed the sparrow, how much more does he care for you? Now don't be anxious about tomorrow. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Just delight yourself in Jesus, and I'm sure you will find he will always make a way. For he cares. Help you do that which he's called you to do. sparrow, then how much more does he care for you? For he cares for you, you're his children. He'll help you do that which he's called you to do. If he remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does he care for you? He cares for you, you're his children. He'll help you do that which he's called you to do. If he remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does he care for you? Now don't be anxious about tomorrow. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Just rely yourself in Jesus, and I'm sure you will find he will always make. For he cares for you, you're his children. He'll help you do that which he's called you to do. If he remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does he care for you? Now when the troubles of this life are ever raging, and it seems like there's no peace to be found, then look to the Master, for he's always close by you, and he will never, never let you down. Oh, for he cares for you, you're his children. He'll help you do that which he's called you to do. So if he remembers to feed the sparrow, oh, how much more does he care for you? All he cares for you, you're his children. He'll help you do that which he's called you to do. If he remembers to feed the sparrow, oh, how much more does he care for you? Yes, he cares for you, you're his children. He'll help you do that which he's called you to do. If he remembers to feed the sparrow, don't be anxious about tomorrow. Let the day's own troubles be sufficient for the day. Just delight yourself in Jesus, and I'm sure that you will find He will always, always make a way. Oh, He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed that little sparrow, oh, how much more does He care for you? Yes, He cares for you. You're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does He care for you? Oh, He cares for you. You're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does He care? When the troubles of this life are ever raging, and it seems like there's no peace to be found, look to the Master, for He's always close by you, and He will never, never let you down. For He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to Pharaoh, oh, how much more does He care for you? Yes, He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the little sparrow, then how much more, oh, does He care for you? Oh, He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the sparrow, oh, how much more, oh, does He care for you? Now don't be anxious about tomorrow. Let the day's own troubles be sufficient for the day. Just delight yourself in Jesus, and I'm sure you will find that He will always, always make a way. For He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does He care for you? For He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does He care for you? Oh, He cares for you. You're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does He care? Oh, He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the sparrow, then how much more does He care for you? Oh, He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to feed the sparrow, how much more does He care for you? Oh, He cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. If He remembers to Pharaoh, then how much more does He care for you? Cares for you, you're His children. He'll help you do that which He's called you to do. Remembers to feed the sparrow, how much more does He care for you?
Praise God. Aren't you glad for the Lord's touch? Always comes just in time. And he knows just what we need. Because he is our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And just was you going to say something? Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Good. Nobody mentioned Sister Julie. She's sick. Okay. And I met her mom rides with her. So let's keep them in our prayers too. Sister Angie's sick. Okay. All right. Let's give the Lord praise one time before we go home. See, Sister Crow, let's mention her name one more time too before we go home tonight. Brother Dotson. Dear Lord, we thank you for tonight. Yes. Oh, yes. Bring these needs up before we go home. Ones that are different, ones that are sick.